Genesis or evolution, the facts are the same.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Now, Ken, that was an amazing statement. If you believe in the book of Genesis, doesn't that mean you reject the evidence for evolution?
Well, over the years, I've noticed that people on both sides of this debate are confused about the nature of evidence. You know, it's really not our facts versus their facts. When I appear on TV or radio programs with people who believe in evolution or millions of years, I often have to stop the discussion to make this point. We have the same facts. We live on the same earth, in the same universe, with the same plants and animals, the same fossils. You see, the argument in reality is not about facts, it's about how you interpret the facts. For example, fossils and stars exist in the present, but to understand where they came from, we have to step back into history. We have beliefs about past events, but these events won't be repeated for us to study today. So the debate's not really about the facts we see today, but the beliefs we use to interpret the facts. Christians have an eyewitness account of history, God's Word, which makes sense of the facts which real science confirms. Evolutionists have a totally different belief about the past, and their interpretation of the facts is not confirmed by true science.
Well, does God's Word shed light on the question, is there life in outer space? Read Ken Ham's free booklet when you log on to our website, answersradio.com. That's answersradio.com.